Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, God's Love is Everlasting.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his friends, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs on your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. When we read the Gospels, we see the stories of betrayals of Jesus. We know Peter openly denied Jesus when he was challenged after Jesus had been taken prisoner by the guards the day before he died. Before then, Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. And most of the other apostles ran away, afraid for their lives. Denying Jesus. The women who accompanied Jesus remained strong. They were not afraid, and they teach us how to be strong in time of trial. They accompanied Jesus to the cross. Jesus seems to use scary words when he threatens those who abandon him or deny him in front of others. If he denies us in the sight of God, we seem to be threatened with the punishment of Gehenna. A fate worse than death. But there are many contradictions of this threat by Jesus at other times, most notably on the cross. And there he says, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." He asked forgiveness for those who killed him. There is little evidence of Jesus ever abandoning us. What we are presented with in today's gospel is the overwhelming love of God for all God's creatures, even the tiniest sparrow, the hairs on our head. All of God's creation is special, and Pope Francis teaches us is sacred. Pope Francis says even our pets are bound for heaven. There are many ways to preach our faith, even giving a cup of cold water in the name of Jesus. In Australia, we have the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and the Junior St. Vincent de Paul Society in schools. Helping the poor is a powerful proclamation of our faith in Jesus. We saw hundreds of thousands of loving people during the pandemic last year. St. Paul was a powerful preacher, but he most wanted us to see that Jesus loves us first and embraces us sinners, even in our weakness. I don't know of anyone abandoned by Christ for their lack of faith. It seems to me that when we deny him, he works even harder to bring us under his loving care. What we do know is God's love through Jesus is everlasting, and that's all that matters.